I feel stranded in my test.
Jesus.
I feel stranded. Yesterday was my fiery test. Huh?
Yes.
It's just a fiery trial.
Yeah.
That's what yesterday was about. Today is I feel stranded in my test. Lord have mercy. I feel stranded. Feelings, oh my goodness, don't last.
That's right.
Feelings don't last.
Amen. Thank God.
The times of emotion change. One minute you could be happy. One minute you could be sad. One minute you could be angry. One minute you could be frustrated. One minute you could be anxious. One minute you could be exhausted. It go round and round like a clock. Feelings go tick, 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 because they change all day. That's
right.
Amen?
Amen.
I said yesterday, happiness depends on some people's happenings. Nothing ain't happening, I ain't happy. I ain't got no money, I ain't happy. Look at your neighbor and say, actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder than words.
Amen.
Amen.
God watching your actions.
Yes.
When you feel stranded in your test. He watching your responses. He watching how you react through your tests and your trials. Your tests belongs to God because he gave them to you.
That's good. First.
He allowed the enemy to peep, just take a little peep into your plan, the plan he had for you, the purpose he had for you. So he sent the enemy in to frustrate you to see what you're going to do about it. Are you going to go back to the old man? Or are you going to keep walking toward the new man? Because you never arrive. So you got to still be walking toward the new man, right?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I feel stranded in my test. You think God bailed on you? Lord, you done bailed on me in my test. That's a weak statement. Because when you're weak, you beat.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Those that are weak are beat. Deuteronomy 31. Psalms. Deuteronomy 31. I got Deuteronomy 31. Psalms 46 and 1. Let's read that and see what it says. Y'all know God be giving me stuff, downloading. I be all over the place. I be hitting them left and right. Boom, 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 boom. So I find the right one that give y'all clarity and understand. I'm going to let Brother Marcus read Psalms 46 and 1.
God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble.
Amen. He bailed on you. God has not bailed on you.
Amen.
He's your very present help.
Yes.
In the time of your tests,
amen.
Of your trouble, of your fiery trial.
Amen.
Amen. He left you. The Bible says he will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen.
He with you through everything. He trying to see what you made of. He trying to see if you going to throw in the towel and go back by Lil Johnny and them and flip it. Are you going to take the challenge, come to church, do the right thing, be the right man, read the right word that's on your side? Well, that is success for your purpose. Am I making sense?
Yes.
When we define stranded, what does stranded mean to you? Because everybody have a different ideology or what stranded means to them. Some people, you want to go ahead, Sister Yvonne?
Hell captives.
Hell captives. Brother Marcus.
Isolated from help.
Jesus.
Amen.
No way out.
Brother Nakia, give it to me. Brother Nakia?
Still thinking.
Okay.
Give me a little bit of time.
Okay, let me go to Mariah. Mariah.
When I think of stranded, I think of being stuck in one place.
One place with no way out. Amen?
Amen.
Stuck in time. Stuck in a season. Stuck in trouble. Stuck in poverty. Stuck in survival. Stuck in your mess. Stuck in habits. I feel stuck. I feel stranded. Like nobody understands what I'm going through. I want to do this, but I'm looking at that. I want to say this. I want to say this. But I need to say that. I want to use this. But I got to use that. I'm stranded in my tears. When we define the word test, I'm going to tell you what stranded means. Left without a means to move from one place to another. To go somewhere and get outside of you. Amen?
Amen.
When we define tests, what are we talking about when we define tests? Tests. Anybody, anywhere, anyhow, any place. Chad, give me something. Tests.
A set of trials or tribulations that are put in front of you. By God, to see how you will respond.
Amen. Tribulations.
That was good. That was deep.
That's a good word.
To see what you know and where you're going.
To see what you know. And to see how you're going to get there. Goodness. Amen. Test. Anybody else before I tell you? Nakia, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right. Think of test and think of review.
Yes.
Yeah, so when I think of test, all I can think about is review.
A review. Amen.
Everything you've learned.
Yes. Yes.
You know, a test.
Amen.
That's good.
A test. A procedure intended to establish the quality of performance or reliability of something or someone, especially before it is taken into widespread use. Y'all got what I'm saying?
Yes.
A procedure intended to establish your quality of performance. God trying to bring you through a test to establish your quality and your performance of how you're going to deal with it.
Amen.
I'm making it plain to you?
Yes, ma'am.
He want to see if you are reliable.
Yeah.
Amen.
So he could depend on you.
Amen.
He could trust you. If you're not reliable, he can't trust you. Amen. He expects before you go out there, before you get open before he let you out. This is a test. Before he bring me out there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't know how big I might get. Mm-hmm. I don't know how broad I might get. Mm-hmm. But if I can't handle the small things.
Yes.
And I can't trust him through the small trials. Mm. In a small place. He can't bring me in a big place.
That's right.
That's right.
He won't allow you. The Bible said if he can't trust you over small things, uh-huh. Uh-huh. You won't be able to be trusted over large things.
That's right.
That's right.
He got to trust me with a little bit of money first. Uh-huh. Before he can trust me with big money.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
He got to know I'm going to do the right thing with it. If he tell me, go bless somebody, and I'm holding it. I got to go do it.
Amen.
I got to release it. Because right. money is just a tool.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
To get you something.
Yep.
You use money as a tool to buy a car. You use money as a tool to buy a house. It's only paper. Yep. That you use as a tool to get you from A to B. Because once it's out of your hand and you at B, you ain't got it no more.
That's
you looking for some more.
That's right.
To get you from C to D. Mm-hmm. But if you hold it A to B, you can't even get from A to B because you hold it A to B, you can't get C to D. Because you ain't got A to B to go do what God told you to do with it.
That's right.
I always use this as an example. Hold your hand out. Make a fist. Hold it tight. Can I put money in your hand?
No.
Amen. Open your hand. That's when you get it.
Amen.
You gotta let something go to get something in it.
That's right. Amen.
A closed mouth can't get fed.
Yes.
I can't force a spoon in your mouth if it's like this. Mm-hmm. It's closed. So before he stretch you out in your purpose, in your abilities, he wanna see if you're reliable, if your performance is quality and trustworthy. He want to know that when he establish a covenant with you, you're going to be able to do what he told you to do. You're going to get up and come to church without somebody holding you.
Amen.
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 He starts small first. He starts giving you a little bit of responsibilities. Uh-huh. He's going to see if you're going to open the doors to the church with nobody else here.
Amen. Amen.
If you're going to come wash the toilet when nobody else won't.
Amen.
He's trying to see if he can trust you, if he can put in you what he needs to put in you for the assignment that he's calling you to do.
That's good.
Did you get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
help my understanding.
Help my understanding.
Amen. I'm breaking it down. When we go through things, it can seem like forever. Lord, look like it ain't going to never come to an end. Like, Jesus, it's still going on. My mother, how old? 62? Mm-hmm. 62 years. Lord, this still going on? Mm-hmm. Sarah, 99 years. Mm-hmm. Lord, I still ain't had a baby. Mm-hmm. It seems like a long time. Mm-hmm. Because it takes some time, a long time, for us to get the picture. Because we ain't trustworthy. We ain't ready. Yesterday, I don't know if it was yesterday or when I was talking to Liz, I said, I can't trust myself. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You're looking at me crazy. You can't trust yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
When the rubber meets the road, you don't know what you're doing. Because mm-hmm. survival kick in. Mm-hmm. And you trying to make a dollar, let it holler, so you can feed them hollering babies. Mm-hmm. So you don't care. So you can't trust yourself. I'm not about to sit up there and say, oh, girl, I can trust myself, because I might not say that, I might not do that. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. I could trust I might lie. And not tell the truth. It make us sometimes feel stuck in a season when we stranded, huh? It make us feel like nobody care, nobody understand, nobody don't know which way we going. We begin to feel down, hopeless, because we are not making any progress in our situation. We ain't going forward. We ain't going backwards. We ain't going to the side. It's just like working out. You're running and you're coming back. And you're sitting up. And you're pushing up. And you're still fat. You still wake up. And you're fat. Like Jesus. What is going to take to get this off of me? But we got to remember how long it took to get it on me.
Right.
We was having fun while we was packing it on.
Yep.
Now it's time to take it off. We about to die. Because mm-hmm. that's a new thing.
Yes.
And that's a challenge.
Yes.
We stranded in the fatness. And every time we look in the mirror, we're like, ah! you're trying to stay in the front of the mirror because you don't disappoint the good. But then something said, turn to the side. Bow! The six pack to turn to an egg. And you're like, man, look at here, look at here. I did nothing. What a mighty God we serve. Man, I don't wear. Look, I remember a time I'm getting there. I could only do 10 sit-ups. Now I'm up to 4. I'm gonna wake up and do 100.
That's right.
If I get to 50, I'm gonna be proud.
Yes.
Amen.
Man, I'll be on that workout page. And I'll say, Lord, all hope and Lord. This shirt used to hang out. I can put it in now.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Amen.
I see, I talk about myself. You know? Mm-hmm. I don't give other people a chance. I talk about myself. Because I got eyes too.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I got a mirror. Mm-hmm. I ain't blind. Stop acting like you blind. You know you see stuff you ain't gonna pretend it ain't there.
It's there.
Amen.
Amen.
But God tells us in Luke 18 and 27. Let's see what Luke talking about. Y'all remember Luke? He wasn't talking about nothing, that Luke. Amen. Go hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke 18 and 27 says what?
He replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God."
Amen.
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 Amen. All things are possible with God. One day I'm going to wake up and be able to do 100 sit-ups.
That's right.
Amen.
One day I'm going to wake up and it's going to be a little bit flat. I'm going to be able to turn to the side and look at myself in the mirror.
Amen.
Not take my pictures like this, but take my pictures like this. Amen.
Amen.
All for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Hey, Ashley. In the process of being stranded, you are still in the world. You are still in areas in the world that look at you as the old man. They don't see the new man yet. See, God hides you for a season. He don't even want them to recognize you.
Amen.
Because if they recognize you, they might sabotage you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So he'll hide you.
Yes.
Until he finished developing you.
Yeah,
till he finished working on that keg and making it. Giving us that stomach. Hey, glory. Then you put on that dress you ain't wore since you bought it. You bought it. You bought it because you just knew one day you was going to be able to put it on.
That's right.
You bought them jeans because you knew one day you was going to be able to button them and zip them.
Yes. Amen.
You just ain't quite there yet.
Amen.
So he going to hide them jeans till you ready to put them on.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Psalms 40, 1 and 3. Because he always, 46 and 10.
Hey, glory, hallelujah.
Be still.
Yes.
And wait your turn. Because it's coming. Just stand still. Amen. Don't move. If he don't push you, or he don't navigate your order, or order your steps, stay still.
Amen.
Stay still, because he working on something.
Amen.
He working on a part of you that nobody see.
Amen.
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 And nobody going to care to see if you don't fix it. Let's be honest. Psalms 46 and 10 say what?
Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world.
Be still and let God fix you.
Amen.
Amen.
Stop trying to run. Because guess what? When you get there, you still going to look the same way. Go. I could go run. Let me tell you something. I could go and do a, what they call them races, 10K or 3K, 4K, marathon. Do y'all realize when I get to the end of the marathon, I'm going to still look like this? It ain't going to happen that. It might happen next week. But I'm going to still look the same way when I get to the end of that marathon.
Amen.
Nothing ain't going to change until it's time.
Yes.
Now, maybe next month, you'll see that I ran it. But when I get to the end of that race, I'm going to still look the same way. Till God get ready to change the appearance
Amen.
I have.
Amen.
To let you see I ran my race.
Yes.
I passed my test.
Yes.
He hid me.
Yes. Yes.
Go to... I try to make things plain. I know it'd be funny, yeah. 41 through 3. But Psalms 41 through 3. But I'll be trying to make it plain to you. Because everybody got a different understanding level.
Mm-hmm. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire.
Amen.
He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
He was with me in the muck and mire.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
He already knew I was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
He was with me in my mess.
Yes.
He ain't deserted me.
Mm-mm.
He ain't bail on me. He gonna be with you through that strand test. He ain't gonna leave you. When we're working through whatever has got us stuck, God tells us in Corinthians 4 and 18, you're not supposed to focus on the trouble.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You're not supposed to focus right. on the trouble. Go to Corinthians 4 and 18. Which one is it? First Corinthians 4 and 18. I don't know which one. Find it for me. Yes, y'all scholars in the Bible, y'all been on the past. Which one talks about focus, don't focus on the trouble?
2 Corinthians 4 and 18.
Stop focusing on the trouble.
Amen.
Because trouble don't last always.
That's right.
It's only for a moment.
That's right.
Get that person out your emotions.
Amen.
Get them out. Kick them out. Because that's how they're messing with you. Because you're focusing
yes.
on the trouble. And guess what? They're the trouble.
Yes, Amen. Yes, yes.
Because if they weren't there, you wouldn't be focusing on them.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:18 says what?
So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever.
Amen.
Amen. What's coming gonna last.
That's Amen. Right.
I think I was talking about what's behind you is gone.
Mm-hmm.
What's now is present.
Mm-hmm.
What's before you is your future.
Yes.
You in the now, focus on what's coming. Because what's behind you ain't worthy.
Amen.
Because you can't see it. You can't see nothing good behind you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
He wants us to focus and look to him, for which cometh our help.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to believe that the help we getting coming from him.
That's right.
Psalms 121, 122. You can go ask your God. Let me tell you something. You know when you go ask a friend for some money to loan you some money and they just give it to you? That's God helping you through your
Amen.
Friend. But if you go knock on the door and ask your friend for some money and they ain't got it, that's God asking you to go somewhere else.
That's good.
And look
that's
for your help.
Amen?
Amen? Am I making sense?
Yes,
ma'am. Psalms 121, 122.
I look to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
Amen.
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 My help comes from the Lord.
Yes, amen.
The one who made heaven and earth. Yes. If he made heaven and earth, how you don't think he could fix your situation?
Right.
He made the whole earth. He made you.
Yes.
He let you get in the situation. Mm-hmm. Duh. Hello. We don't believe nothing till it's right here. If I told some of y'all right now, I could see y'all with a church, or I could see y'all preaching, or I could see y'all leading a group of people right now, you wouldn't believe it. Because you don't think the ability, you have the ability to do it. Watch God work.
Amen.
That's all I got to say. It took me 62 years. Huh? She going to come in here, though.
Amen.
And gather in his name and worship him.
Hey, glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
That might be the last assignment I had.
Hey, glory.
But it was well worth the wait.
Amen. Amen.
Because I want to see my mom in heaven.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
She told me, my mom used to cough. Like, just horrible cough. Mm-hmm. Well, she couldn't stop. And one day, me and Pastor went over there, and I told Pastor, I whispered in his ear. I said, my mama lungs black from the years of smoking. And he said, what? I said, my mama lungs black. I went in there, in the bathroom, took my holy oil out of my purse, and rubbed it on my hand. That was during the time she didn't want you touching on it, you know? I took that holy oil, and I started rubbing her back, and said, oh, mama, how you doing? Just rubbing it. Oh, mama, I miss you. Oh, mama, give me a hug. I love you. I put that holy oil, she ain't cough since.
Amen.
She ain't cough since. Pastor said, your hands is full of healing.
Amen.
She ain't cough since.
Amen. Amen.
My sister's name always say, I don't know what it is about mama, but God have given you a spirit of passion for her. You can mess with me. You can mess with me. Don't mess with my mama. I know that sound kind of ghetto, but I'm telling you, you'll get the business. Because she the last of the Mohicans. Don't mess with her. And I'm always trying my best because I want to see her cross over.
Yes.
God said he extended, after that prayer, he extended her life like Hezekiah for 15 more years.
Amen.
She ain't cough since. Amen. She always say, what did I do to deserve that? Preachers as kids and my daughters to love the Lord. And you did something.
Amen.
And whatever you did, her heart was right.
Yes.
Even though she was in a dark place with her little cigarettes and her smile, my mama got a good heart.
Yes. Amen.
And it ain't what she said or what she did, is what her heart told God.
Yes.
Like David.
Yes.
She have a good heart. God always deal with that heart.
Yes, he does.
He ain't think about what you see or what I see either. He tells us even when we are burdened down and overwhelmed with our tests and problems and situations. Go to Psalm 94 and 19. He gonna help us. Amen. 94 and 19. Some of the stuff we deal with ain't even a problem. Serious. Y'all need to talk to some of them old timers. Them seasoned folk who really went through some stuff. When we are faced with challenges, go to Psalms 94 and 19. What do we do?
When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer.
Amen.
Take comfort in God.
Yes.
Amen.
Ask him for a renewing and a refreshing of your mind. Don't even let you think like that. Stop talking negative. I just hear negative stuff. Stop saying negative stuff. Because you feed the enemy. You feed your adversary. Because he coming to... If you don't say it... I don't know who I was telling this to this week. I said, when you get ready to say something negative, moan. Because it confused the devil.
Yes.
Instead of saying, it ain't going to work. So, he don't know what you're talking about. He don't know what you say. When the old folks used to pray, they used to moan in their prayers. They would say, because they was praying about something that had happened, a situation that was so heavy. If they spoke it out of their mouth, the devil heard it, caught it, and ran with it. Mm-hmm. So they'll moan and keep it in their mouth and let God deal with it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you feel a negative word coming on, don't talk about it.
Amen.
Hold it in your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. The devil get confused. He don't even, just like the evidence of speaking in tongues. When you speaking in tongues, he don't know what you're saying. He can mock you or try, but you know the difference.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a different speech. It's a different language. Amen?
Amen.
Am I making sense?
Yes,
I'm just trying to help you.
Amen.
Did you read? Yeah. He tells us even in our what to do in our burden, when we burden, moan. When we are faced with challenges, to wait on God. When it is something new we are trying to do and get done, the enemy coming. When you trying to do something, just try to do, you can stay out of church forever. And don't never come to church. Nothing going to bother you. You're going to sit Sunday after Sunday chilling. Mm-hmm. Watching the game, eating like a pig, drinking all the beer you can drink, whatever you do on Sunday. The devil will not bother you. He leave you alone, let you do whatever. Start doing something new for God.
That's right.
Watch how he aggravates you. Isaiah 43, 10 through 8, 19. You be going through all kinds of stuff. Isaiah 4. I'm trying to teach y'all something. I'm trying to help y'all. This is the first Sunday of the new month.
Amen.
We need to carry this on. This is a cross to carry.
Amen.
Jesus had to carry his cross. We got to carry ours.
Amen.
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 Isaiah 43, 18 through 19 says what?
But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in a dry wasteland.
Amen. Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, I'm here today.
I'm here today.
Because it's all new.
Because it's all new.
Amen. 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 Ain't nothing old about this.
Amen.
This is a new day.
Yes, amen. Amen.
God doing something new.
Yes, he is.
The sanctuary even look new.
Amen.
The people look new.
Amen.
The sermon new.
Amen.
The prayers new.
Yes, amen.
Our vision new.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just know that God has not bailed on you.
Amen.
He is still there riding with you. Our problems is when we want to know how, let me see, I got this wrong. Let me see how to say it. He is still riding with you through your problems. Amen?
Amen.
The devil wants to see the worst in you. Mm. But God wants to see the best in you.
Yes.
He wants to see the true you. Mm-hmm. The true you. He want to help you to do the true things in life that give you a true purpose and a true meaning. Amen?
Amen.
See what we doing now? That ain't our true meaning. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. That ain't our true meaning. The Bible tells us to lean not to our own understanding.
That's right.
Amen.
Proverbs, let's go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 first. Let's go there. Because I want people to see I ain't making this stuff up. It's real.
Amen.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says what?
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
Amen. Not my understanding. Amen. Not your understanding. God's will.
Amen.
Lean not to your own understanding. Do it the way God tell you to do it.
Amen.
He already know who you are. You're going to fight him on some stuff because you think you know better than him. Duh. You don't. Duh. I don't. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. We almost done.
My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, can you do better than that?
Not at all.
So you know what? Whatever you're dealing with right now in your test, in your trial, that's where you're supposed to be at.
Amen.
Something God is doing in you and working out in you so you won't have to do it again. Amen. And wherever he taking you, it won't be a problem for you.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Yep.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Yes.
He putting it behind you so he could give you what's in front of you. So you got to deal with what's going on now in your present to get through it. Am I making sense?
Amen.
When we are waiting and trusting on God, and you're looking at your situation, do you look at it positively or do you look at it negatively? How you look at your situation?
Positively
is the way you should. If you look at it every morning and say, Lord, this situation is so. Lord, it just is so. Guess what? Every time you get up, you're going to feel like you're in a sucking situation.
That's right.
Oh, Lord, I'm soaked. I just soaked. Well, you going to suck. If you wake up, you notice that people gravitate to positivity.
Yes, they do.
You wake up, you going somewhere. They say, oh, good morning. How you doing, girl? Good morning. How you doing? Everybody gravitate to you.
Oh, yes.
Walking there and like this. Everybody running. Oh, Lord, here she coming up problems. Yeah. I ain't trying to hear all that. Girl, I'm going to get coffee. Yeah. They run out the room. They scatter like roaches.
Yes.
They out. Yes. I know she been negative nasty. If she come negative, say, Debbie Downer.
Reach yeah. on, Amen.
Miserable Marcus. He come. Creative cover. Let down late. Let down late. Here she comes. Oh, Jesus. They don't even want to see you coming. I'm serious, but when you walk in there positive, you know, light shining late, they want to see that. When I send messages to y'all, I always call y'all beautiful.
Yes.
I always call y'all lovely women. I'm speaking the things in your life that make you feel positive about yourself.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Healthy.
Yes.
Wonderfully made.
Yes.
Handsome.
Yes.
You don't want me to say here, oh Lord, here come ugly Betty. Oh no. Amen. So when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror and say something positive to yourself.
Yes.
This is going to be a good day.
Yes.
Because if you say it's going to be a miserable day, you're going to have a miserable day.
That's right.
Yeah.
I done tried. If you could say, oh, today going to be so good. That means everything you approach, even if it ain't good, it's going to be good. Because your mind is programmed to look at it. The glass full.
That's right.
And not half empty. You know what I'm saying? It's programmed. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that all things work together for the good?
Yes. Yes.
All, what's the key word?
All.
A-L-L. Yes. Whatever you encountering, whatever you going through, whoever in your life, whatever you dealing with, whatever type of situation you find yourself in, all things work together for the good.
Amen. Amen.
Romans 8:28. For them who is called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Read it. And I want you to read. I want two people to read it. And I want it loud and strong. Because I want you to know you are not stranded in your test.
Amen.
Because all things is working together for you right now.
Amen.
Me too.
Amen.
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 And we know that God calls us everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
Read it, Anita.
We know that God works all things together for good for the ones who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
For we know all things All things working together for your good.
Amen.
Marcus, all things working together for your good.
Yes, ma'am.
Shay, all things. Amen. Everything you dealing with working together for your good.
Amen.
All things. Oh, everybody here, all things.
Amen.
Sister, is working together for your good.
Amen.
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 Because you are called according to God's purpose.
Amen.
That's why you here.
That's right.
Amen.
All things.
Yes.
Hey, glory.
Yes.
Working together for your good.
Yes.
I don't care how bad it look. All things.
Yes.
Working together for my good.
Amen.
All things.
Yes.
Working together.
Amen.
For my good.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because I'm called.
Yes.
According to God's purpose.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Not to pass the purpose. To God's purpose.
Yes. Amen.
He knew he wasn't going to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
He working together for my good.
Yes. Yes.
When I cry, it's working for my good.
Yes.
When I feel lonely, it's working for my good.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lord.
When I'm hurt and nobody don't understand, it's working together for my good.
Yes, yes.
When my family don't understand me, it's working together for my good.
Yes, yes.
When my friends turn their back on me, it's working together for my good.
Yes, yes.
When I walk in the workplace and people talking about me and not don't understand who God called me to be, is working together for my good.
Amen.
When the seats in this place is empty.
Come on with it.
Hey! It's working together for my good.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
God knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I just got to hold on.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
In my trial. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just got to not feel stranded in my season.
Mm.
Or stuck. Because I ain't stuck.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't stuck. Let life be life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
If they got to go, let them go.
Amen.
God made me a promise that he'll never leave me or forsake me.
Right.
Maybe they're holding your blessings up.
Right.
Because the Lord said, I will bless those that bless you.
Yes. Yes.
And curse those that curse you.
Yes.
They might be holding your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. You don't know what God got for you.
Right.
We only assume we know.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Go to, we back to Luke 18 and 27. Did we read that one before? Because we're going to go back to Luke 18 and 12. We started out, right, with Luke 18 and 20. We're going to end with it.
Okay.
We're going to end with Luke 18 and 27. The same thing we started out with is the same thing we opened with.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
The beginning
yes.
and the end.
Yes.
The last to be first, the first to be last.
Yes.
Hey, glory. Read it for me.
He replied, "What is impossible for people is possible with God."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Romans 8 and 28. See, God, he a good God.
Yes,
amen.
How you start is how you going to finish.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans 8 and 28 says what?
And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
Amen.
That's your message.
Amen. Amen.
All things.
All things.
Hurt for your good.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Finances being depleted for your good.
Good.
Naysayers for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Warfare for your good.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you. If you don't take nothing else from this message today, remember that all things work together for your good.
Amen.
Because God is called according to your purpose.
Amen.
He's called in your purpose.
Amen.
He's called to your purpose.
Yes.
He's called for your purpose, for a purpose, so you could get to your purpose.
Yes.
I'll never be able to say that again. That was Jesus Christ. Yeah. I will never be able to say that again. So I hope somebody called
it. I got
it.
I did. That was
a tongue twister.
I called it.
Because I done got twisted. I don't even know what I said. But I know one thing. I know what God told me all things.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They can't touch you. Mm-mm. You like MC Hammer. Look at your neighbor say, can't touch me.
Can't touch me.
You trying to.
Can't touch this.
And you going to get out of my mind too.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes.
And once you get out of my mind, you going to run out of my heart.
That's amen. Right. Amen. Amen.
Because I'm tired of swallowing my tears. You ain't worried all that. I ain't cried this much for Jesus on the cross. So I know I ain't crying over you. You just a leaf in the wind, baby. Amen?
Amen.
Now it's communion time. It's time for us.